Lesson 21, Matthew 18, Introduction. Jesus Christ taught his disciples principles that would help them lead his church after his ascension. The Lord also gave the parable of the unmerciful servant in response to Peter's question about forgiveness. Suggestions for teaching. Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 20. Jesus Christ teaches his disciples principles that will help them lead the church. List the following offenses on the board: being lied to, having something stolen, being betrayed by a friend. Ask students to silently rate each offense on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the easiest to forgive and 10 being the hardest. Invite a few willing students to report how they rated each of the offenses. Invite students to ponder why we should forgive others, even when it's difficult to do so. Invite students as they study Matthew 18 to look for truths that can help them understand why we should forgive others. Summarize Matthew 18, 1 through 14 by explaining that Jesus instructed his disciples to humble themselves and become as little children. He also explained that those who offend little children, lead them astray, or cause them to stumble in the faith would be subject to the justice of God. The Savior then counseled his disciples to remove from their lives those things that could offend them or cause them to stumble. Note: the Savior's teachings found in Matthew 18, 1 through 14 will be discussed in greater depth in the lessons on Mark 9 and Luke 15. Explain that after the Savior counseled his disciples to remove from their lives those things that could cause them to stumble, he told them what a person should do if someone trespasses or sins against him or her. He also taught the apostles principles of church discipline. Invite a student to read Matthew 18:15 aloud and ask the class to look for what Jesus told his disciples to do if someone trespassed against them. What can we learn from this verse about what we should do if someone trespasses against us? Summarize Matthew 18:16 through 17 by explaining that the Savior told his apostles that if a person refused to acknowledge his or her wrongdoing and confess his or her sin, and two or more witnesses testified against him or her, that person would be cut off from the church. You may want to explain that today, those who preside over church disciplinary councils, where such decisions are made, always seek the Lord's will regarding whether an individual should be cut off from the church or excommunicated. Invite a student to read Matthew 18, verses 18 through 20 aloud. Ask students to follow along, looking for what authority the apostles had received. What authority did the apostles have given to them? Explain that the Savior had given the apostles the keys of the priesthood, which gave them authority, under the direction of Peter, to perform sealing ordinances and make binding decisions regarding the church, including whether a sinner could remain a member. What did the Lord promise his apostles in verses 19 through 20? You may want to suggest that students mark the promise in verse 20. Matthew 18, 21 through 35. The Lord gives the parable of the unmerciful servant. Invite a student to read aloud the following account related by President Thomas S. Monson of a family whose 2-month-old baby had died. Quote, "The father was a cabinet maker and fashioned a beautiful casket for the body of his precious child. The day of the funeral was gloomy, thus reflecting the sadness they felt in their loss. As the family walked to the chapel, with father carrying the tiny casket, a small number of friends had gathered. However, the chapel door was locked. The busy bishop had forgotten the funeral. Attempts to reach him were futile. Not knowing what to do, the father placed the casket under his arm and, with his family beside him, carried it home, walking in a drenching rain." End quote. From Hidden Wedges, Ensign, May 2002. If you had been a member of that family, how would you have felt when the bishop failed to show up for the funeral? Why would it be difficult to forgive the bishop? Explain that after the Savior instructed the apostles, Peter asked the Lord a question about forgiveness. Invite a student to read Matthew 18:21 aloud and ask students to look for Peter's question. What did Peter ask the Savior? Explain that some religious leaders in Peter's day taught that an individual did not need to offer forgiveness to another person more than 3 times. In asking the Lord if he should forgive someone 7 times, Peter may have thought he was being generous. Invite students to read Matthew 18:22 silently, looking for the Savior's response to Peter. How many times did the Savior say we should forgive those who offend or sin against us? Explain that 70 times 7 is a way of saying we should put no limit on the number of times we forgive others. What truth can we learn from the Savior about forgiving others? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. The Lord has commanded us to forgive those who offend or sin against us. What does it mean to forgive others? Explain that to forgive others is to treat with love the person who has offended or hurt us, and to have no unkind feelings toward him or her. Forgiving does not mean that we continue to allow others to harm us or that the offender should not be held accountable for his or her actions, legally or otherwise. Explain that after answering Peter's question, the Savior taught his disciples a parable that can help us understand why we should forgive others. Group students into pairs and invite each pair to read Matthew 18:23 through 35 together, looking for why we should forgive others. After sufficient time, invite students to report what they found. Instead of having students read Matthew 18:23 through 35, consider showing the video, Forgive Everyone Their Trespasses, the parable of the unmerciful servant. As students watch the video, invite them to look for why we should forgive others. After the video, invite students to report what they found. This video is available on LDS.org. To help students deepen their understanding of this parable, copy the following words on the board. Please refer to the chart on the bottom of page 72. In this chart, we see 3 words, king, servant, and fellow servant. How much did this servant owe the king? Write, owed the king 10,000 talents under servant. Explain that in Jesus' day, 10,000 talents equaled 100,000 denarii, Roman currency. 1 denarius was a typical day's wage for a common laborer. Ask students to calculate how many years it would take for the servant to pay off his debt by dividing 100,000 denarii by 365 days. Write 273,973 years on the board under owed the king 10,000 talents. How much did the fellow servant owe the servant? Write, owed the servant 100 pence under fellow servant. Explain that 100 pence equaled 100 denarii. Therefore, the fellow servant owed the servant roughly 100 days' worth of work, or nearly 1/3 of his yearly salary. Write 100 days on the board under owed the servant 100 pence. Why do you think the king told the servant he was wicked for not forgiving his fellow servant his debt? Ask students who they think each of the 3 people in the parable could represent. After they respond, write the following possible representations on the board. King equals Heavenly Father. Servant equals us. Fellow servant equals those who have offended us. What principle do you think the Savior was trying to teach his disciples about why we should forgive others? Students should identify a principle similar to the following. If we want God to forgive us, then we must be willing to forgive others. Write this principle on the board. What can a person do if he or she is struggling to forgive someone? To help students understand what we can do to be more willing to forgive others, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President James E. Faust of the First Presidency. If possible, make a handout for each student. Quote, we need to recognize and acknowledge angry feelings. It will take humility to do this, but if we will get on our knees and ask Heavenly Father for a feeling of forgiveness, He will help us. The Lord requires us to forgive all men for our own good, because hatred retards spiritual growth. Only as we rid ourselves of hatred and bitterness can the Lord put comfort into our hearts. When tragedy strikes, we should not respond by seeking personal revenge, but rather let justice take its course, and then let go. It is not easy to let go and empty our hearts of festering resentment. The Savior has offered to all of us a precious peace through His atonement. But this can come only as we are willing to cast out negative feelings of anger, spite, or revenge. For all of us to forgive those who trespass against us, even those who have committed serious crimes, the atonement brings a measure of peace and comfort. End quote. From James E. Faust, The Healing Power of Forgiveness, Ensign Orleahona, May 2007. What did President Faust tell us to do that will help us forgive others? According to President Faust, what can happen when we forgive others? Remind students of President Monson's story shared earlier in class, and ask a student to read the conclusion of the account. Quote, "If the family were of a lesser character, they could have blamed the bishop and harbored ill feelings. When the bishop discovered the tragedy, he visited the family and apologized. With the hurt still evident in his expression, but with tears in his eyes, the father accepted the apology, and the two embraced in a spirit of understanding." End quote. From Hidden Wedges, Ensign May 2002. How has the Lord helped you forgive someone who has sinned against or offended you? What has helped you forgive others? Consider inviting students to respond to this question in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Note: ask questions and make invitations that encourage application. The aim of gospel teaching is to help students apply the principles and doctrines found in the scriptures, become converted, and receive the blessings promised to the faithful and obedient. Questions and invitations that encourage application can help students see how they can apply these principles and doctrines in their current situations and in the future. Invite students to ponder whom they may be withholding forgiveness from. Invite them to pray for a desire to forgive and the ability to let go of hurt and anger, so that Jesus Christ can help them feel peace and comfort through His atonement.